I'm joined today by Dr. Declan Matthews, who's going to speak to us again about COVID. Declan, how are you?
I'm very good, Liz. Just had a lovely week off up the west of Ireland, so I'm revitalised, is that the word?
Oh, very good. For a long winter ahead, yeah, you needed that coming into it.
Yeah. And it was lovely. It was gorgeous weather. We were up in Mayo, we were out in Achill, those sort of places. A place actually I worked in many, many years ago. So it was fascinating just to go back and see how it's changed.
Lovely. Declan, are we back at the start again? Should we now avoid all social contact?
I certainly think we need to tighten up again. The figures are rising. It's a bit disappointing how much they're rising, in fact. And really, I think you could call this a second surge. The good news, and probably the very good news from it, is yes, there's a lot of cases, and we have cases in Youghal. A lot sort of spreading out from the city. The city is getting a lot of increased cases. So I do think we need to go back to the basics. We need to go back to doing what we were doing. We need to sort of start avoiding group meeting in groups. And I mean, every one of us have got to look at what we're doing. And I'm sure there's something you've done today, there's something I've done today, which really, from a COVID point of view, we probably shouldn't have done. And I think we've all got a little bit careless.
Okay. But Declan, in a little bit of good news, I know I was talking to you before we came on air and you said like that you have tested a lot of children, but you haven't got any positive cases back.
Yeah, we're getting positive cases back from adults, but so far, and we have tested a lot of children, especially since they went back to school, and they're back to school a good 3 or 4 weeks now, and we haven't seen that sort of surge that we were worried about. And yet a lot of kids are being tested because all kids are presenting with coughs and colds and that sort of stuff, and we're testing them fairly quickly, and we're not seeing any huge increase in cases.
That's a good sign, at least people can know, they can say, no, obviously there's no guarantees, but sending their children to school seems to be safe enough at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't seem to be one of the high risk activities.
Okay, can we expect to see deaths creeping up again?
This is an interesting one, and hopefully not, obviously. As I say, the number of cases have increased, especially the number of cases in Cork. There was 60 yesterday. But we do not seem to be seeing quite a corresponding increase in the amount of people being hospitalised or being going into intensive care, which is good news. So hopefully not. Hopefully the system can keep going, the system can keep coping.
Okay. Is there any evidence of the virus weakening? I know now we've spoke about that before, but a few weeks down the line, is there any more evidence?
Well, it certainly hasn't weakened from the point of view of the amount of people it's infecting, because it's actually infecting more people than it was 2 or 3 months ago. But possibly the fact that not as many people are ending up in hospital or are not ending up in intensive care and on ventilation. I think the fact that that's not happening may indicate that it's weakening. It just may also be an indication of people of a certain age are avoiding it and people of another age are not avoiding it.
Okay. Can our hospitals cope with what's to come if we can expect to see a massive surge this winter? At the moment, they seem to be struggling and already, and that is not with COVID. The Mercy and CUH were asking people just this week alone not to present at A&E unless it was an absolute emergency.
Yeah, I think our hospitals are going to be, if the cases increase, if the hospitalizations from the cases increase, our hospitals are certainly going to be in trouble. But even in the surgery this week, we've noticed a huge increase in what I might call serious illness. There's one day alone I sent 6 people to hospital, which would be very unusual for a general practitioner to have sent 6 people to hospital. But as I say, one day this week I had to do that. So I think there's just been a little bit more serious illness around at the moment, and that's probably the reason the hospitals are creaking a little bit. Hopefully that won't continue.
Okay, will we see normal services again been reduced across our health services as they try to deal with COVID?
That's hard to know. As I say, one of the reasons that we're all trying to avoid COVID, obviously not, we don't want to get sick and we don't want the long-term effects of COVID. But the other reason is so that we don't overburden our hospitals. And as I say, even with the increase in cases at the moment, it doesn't look like as if we're badly overburdening our hospitals at the moment. So hopefully we'll be able to keep going.
But I know a lot of people are talking, right? 6 months ago, we're dealing with this now at 6 months, and the big thing was ICU beds and we'd be short on them. 6 months down the line, they don't seem to have any extra. Why haven't they been working with that over the summer to put in extra beds?
I'm not here to represent the HSE. I'm a general practitioner working in Yale, so I don't necessarily have that answer for you. I think the feeling was that they did increase the amount of beds they needed, especially the amount of intensive care beds, and then found that they actually didn't need them as much as they thought they would. So I think they probably took their feet off the pedal on that one for a little while, and hopefully it won't get back to the stage where we will need them again, but you never know.
Okay. What about nursing homes? How are they coping?
Nursing homes seem to be coping well at the moment. They certainly seem to be much better at managing it, and the testing is going on in nursing homes. I was tested again yesterday because I'm involved with the local community hospital, and it came out negative, thanks be to God. It would be very embarrassing to go and tell people that I'd met during the week that it wasn't negative, but they really are. They're testing the staff every 2 weeks, and they're managing the nursing homes really well. As I say, initially, they seem to take their off the nursing homes, but they seem to have learned very well from that.
Okay, that's good. A survey taken by RTE has revealed that 32% of people in Ireland would not take the first available COVID vaccine. What do you think of this?
Yeah, it depends on who they were asking. I think if you had somebody who suffers from chronic pulmonary disease or somebody who suffers from diabetes, if you just ask those, I think a lot of those would be forced up to take it, because the last thing they need is to get COVID. So the vaccine would help them in that situation. I think if a new vaccine came out, you'd have to look at where it's come from, who's manufactured it, and what the sort of details are behind it. In other words, how many people did they actually trial it on? What was the success rate? What was the amount of people who actually developed antibodies? What were the side effects of it? Often with a vaccine, then sometimes, you know, you can predict the side effects early on. But if there was delayed side effects, you can't necessarily predict that. So I can see why people might be a bit reluctant, but we'll just have to wait and see when it comes out.
Okay. Another thing, this talk about Cork going into lockdown. Do you think the lockdown is the answer? What's your opinion on it?
Coming in here today, I was convinced that Cork, either the city or the city and county, were going to go into lockdown tomorrow. I'm not so sure now. I know the Stephen Donnelly, the Minister of Health, sort of said that possibly they should be looking more at the stress on the hospitals from COVID as a reason to lock down, and they may be changing how they look at it. Having said that, they might come out tonight and say that we're in lockdown tomorrow, and if we are, we are.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense, like the stress in hospitals for lockdown, doesn't it? Because like a lot of people are saying, what are we going to do? Lock it down, open up in 3 weeks and then see your eyes lockdown again?
Yeah, that would be the worry. But as I said, it looks like we're in a second phase of the illness. If it behaves, as so far it sort of has been behaving a bit like the 1918 flu vaccine, you'd expect a second phase, you'd expect that to die down, and possibly a third phase, and hopefully it will go away. Though I did read somewhere recently that there was a little bit of a fourth phase from the 1918-1919 flu epidemic, but it wasn't bad. But, you know, we don't know, but hopefully it'll behave like that. It would be lovely to sit here and say, come 4th of February next year, this will all be gone. But we can't say that. And it's a bit depressing that we can't say that. And it's depressing for everybody because, you know, you'd love to know. You don't mind going through what we're going through, but you'd love to know there's an end in sight to it. And we don't have an end in sight to it.
But even for you to say that now we're in October, if it could all be over in February. I mean, back in March, we could never have thought we'd be still where we are today.
No, back in March, I'd have put my money on it that it'd be gone by now.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Declan, have you started with flu vaccines?
Yes, we got our first supply of flu vaccines last week, the middle of last week. We got 240 of them. They're all gone.
Okay.
There's been a huge take-up. Thankfully, there's been a huge take-up. The children's vaccine, which is definitely is going to be a nasal spray, has not arrived in yet. We're expecting that in the next week or two. And there has been initial problem with supply, though we got the full amount we asked for, so we can't complain, and we're expecting more again soon. And we've two nurses, just all they're doing today is just doing vaccinations.
Okay, so 240, that's what you ordered. That doesn't sound a lot, is it?
That was just our initial order. Okay. Oh no, we'd order much more than that.
I know
that.
There was a bit of talk about a delay with it.
There was a delay, and it was a manufacturing delay, not a HSE or a purchasing delay. There was a manufacturing delay. But, they'll release so many each time, and that's the way it's working. So 240 gone, we'll expect another 240 next week, and we'll get another two or three of those.
So were you happy with the uptake?
The uptake's excellent, yeah. The uptake is excellent. One of the problems is it's a bit disappointing when somebody comes in, goes to the trouble of coming into us and sort of says, can I have my flu vaccine while I'm here as well? And you say, I'm sorry, they're all gone, you know.
Yeah, you need to book an appointment.
Yeah, you need to book an appointment, you know.
Okay, Declan, thanks very much again for joining us. Have you anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I do. We're having a slight problem at the moment with people who are testing positive and then ringing up the GPs to be asked, the relatives or the contacts to be asked to be tested. We're sort of under fairly strict guidelines from the public health people not to do that. So if somebody rings me up and they have symptoms, I can arrange testing. But if somebody rings me up and they're a contact of somebody who's positive, I'm not supposed to arrange testing. And there's a very good logic in that. The logic in that is that public health will do that. They can do the contact tracing. We're not able to do the contact tracing. So as I say, we do sometimes get irate people ringing up and saying, oh, my husband or my brother or whatever was diagnosed positive. Can you arrange a test for me? We're not supposed to do it. And people sort of think, why isn't the doctor doing that? We're not doing it for very, very good reasons. So I would like people just to be a bit patient with us from that point of view. The public health will be on to them within 24 hours.
Okay, and just for instance, if just say my daughter tested positive, I must then isolate and wait.
You absolutely must isolate. You must isolate because you really treat yourself as though you have it.
Yeah, they're after coming out actually. A thing I read last night, 4 symptoms. If you have any sort of cough now, they're saying you should isolate.
Yeah, well, it's still sort of new onset cough. I think that's still holding because, you know, you do have people who have sort of chronic chests for years and they just have their usual cough back. We wouldn't necessarily, unless they had any of the other symptoms such as loss of taste or smell, a temperature or their breathing was getting worse, we wouldn't necessarily arrange testing on them. Some we do, some we don't.
Okay, Declan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Liz.